Wake up and welcome to this special episode of Talk Black and Give Back. I am your host, Jennifer Nickerson Turner, and I'm so glad you're here. There's a powerful energy in the air this month, and it's all about a legacy built on the understanding that our greatest strengths come from lifting each other up. This is a timeless truth that reminds me of an old proverb: give a man a fish and you feed him for a day, teach a man to fish and you feed him for a lifetime. Better said, it's one thing to provide for today, but it's a completely different kind of power to create something that lasts a lifetime. So this August, as we celebrate Black Philanthropy Month, we're not just looking back at history. We're standing on the shoulders of giants of those who came before us. This is about much more than dates on a calendar. It's a declaration of our strength, a celebration of our history of giving, and it's also an empowering call to action. It's a time to honor the incredible generosity within the Black community and to remind ourselves that when we come together, we can truly change the world. Now, we have a legacy that was woven in August. When we talk about August, we're talking about a month that holds some of the most pivotal moments in Black history. Our history in America, a story of unbelievable perseverance, began in late August 1619 with the arrival of the first enslaved Africans. It was the start of a long and tragic struggle, but it was also the beginning of an unwavering spirit of community and survival. This spirit of resilience shows up again and again in August. From Nat Turner's Rebellion in 1831, a powerful act of defiance, to Emancipation Day in 1834, our ancestors chose to define themselves not by their chains, but by their fight for freedom. They laid the groundwork for future generations, showing us that even in the face of unimaginable hardship, we can organize, resist, and demand change. Even after legislative victories, the struggle of true freedom continued. The tragic murder of 14-year-old Emmett Till in August of 1955 became a turning point, a spark of tragedy that ignited the civil rights movement. In the face of this horrific act, a global call for unity was born. That determination became a powerful testament at the March on Washington in August of 1963, where a quarter of a million people spoke with one voice for peace and justice. This movement's victories continue in August of 1965 with the signing of the Voting Rights Act. Yet, as we know, the fight was far from over. The Watts Uprising in August of 1965 and the murder of George Jackson in August of 1971 were stark reminders that laws on paper didn't erase generations of systematic injustice. Our history in August is a testament to both our pain and our power. It shows us that every generation has faced new sets of challenges and that with every challenge, our community has risen. This is the essence of Black philanthropy. It's not just a footnote in history, it's a living legacy that defines our presence. Now, what is Black philanthropy? It's us. When most people hear the word philanthropy, they think the big checks, the big corporations. But for us, Black philanthropy has always been about so much more. It's the neighbors watching your kids while you run errands. It's the church bake sales raising money for families in need. It's a community organizer who stays up all night to plan a protest for justice. It's the entrepreneur who mentors a young person and teaches them their craft. Black philanthropy is a tradition of collective giving. It's the understanding that we are all, what we're all we got. And that's if we pool our resources together, not just our money, but our time, our skills, and our love, we create a safety net for people. This is our blueprint for building a stronger future, and it's one that we all can participate in right now. Now, I've outlined four pillars of action on how to celebrate this month, how I would like us to celebrate this month as a community. This August, Talk Black and Give Back invites you to celebrate Black Philanthropy Month by living out its true meaning. You don't need to be a millionaire to be a philanthropist. All you need is a heart for your community. We've broken it down into four simple pillars, four ways that you can start making a difference today. Your time. Your time is was one of the most valuable things that you have to give. It's the gift that keeps on giving, whether it's volunteering at a local food bank, tutoring a student after school, or helping an elder with yard work. Every minute you dedicate to service is an act of love. This month, look for a local business, a local Black-led organization, or a community initiative, and ask, how can you lend a hand? How can you help? The second pillar that we're focusing on is talent. What are you good at? Do you have a knack for numbers, or are you a great writer? Can you build a website? Are you professional? Do you have personal talents or resources that's needed in the community? We encourage you to use your skills to serve a cause you believe in. It doesn't have to be talk Black and give back. Offer to manage social media for small nonprofits. Help with a new entrepreneur, help a new entrepreneur with their business plan, or simply share your expertise with a young person looking for guidance. Your talent is your superpower. Okay. Our third pillar is treasure. Yes, this includes financial donations. But it's not just about that. It's about being intentional with your resources. When you're shopping, make it a point to support a Black-owned business. When you're eating out, choose a Black-owned restaurant. And yes, if you have the means, consider making a one-time or recurring donation to an organization that is doing great work on the ground. Every single dollar in an investment in our collective future matters. Doesn't matter, $1. $5, whatever you have to give, give. If it's coming from your heart, it is greatly appreciated in any organization. And testimony is the fourth pillar. Your voice matters. Your story matters. This month, we invite you to share the truth of our history and the power of our community with those around you. Go out of your way to share the truth. Talk about the legacy of Black giving with your family and friends. Share stories of resilience and success. Use your platforms, no matter what they are, no matter how big or small, just to advocate for the change that you want to see. When we speak up and amplify our stories, we build a testimony that cannot be ignored. Let us rise up together. The resilience and perseverance of our ancestors who faced unspeakable challenges in August never gave up. And that is our blueprint. We have to continue to thrive and build our community forward. And you know, there's a song that speaks to it perfectly. A lot of you might know it if you're from my generation. Outkast told us to get up, get out, and get something. It's an empowering call to action. Getting up and taking action, giving to a community designed to give back to you, is what it's all about. And this October, you're going to have another chance to do just that. Join us. You may have seen out in some of our flyers. You may have heard on the radio about our upcoming Classic Fun Day. So join us for our Classic Fun Day car show and vendor event. It will be held on October the 4th, 2025. If it rains, our rain day is October 11th, 2025. It's a day designed to celebrate the very community we're working to build. We're celebrating with music, great food, incredible cars, local vendors. All proceeds and donations from the event will go directly back into our programs. This is your chance to have a great time while supporting a cause that is rooted in unity, love, and building a stronger community together. Now, if you want more information, or you want to know how to donate or get your tickets to the event, please visit our website at talkblackgiveback.org. If you're looking for the tickets again online and you can't navigate the website for talkblackgiveback.org and you haven't seen it on Facebook or any other platform for our upcoming event, go to Eventbrite. Click on, well, in the search box, click Classic Fun and get tickets. It's free admission for the public. Vendors is $25 for a 10 by 10 space and $25 for each car entry. We want to name King on the Streets. Who's going to be King on the Streets in our classic car show? So all of the details are provided. Again, if you go on talkblackgiveback.org, or you can reach out to our number. You can call us at 336-343-8694, or you can reach out on any other social media platform at Talk Black Give Back. Until we speak again, take care of yourself and take care of each other. Thank you.